Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
About to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877 DOCDALI. I do not know what to do with these pop-up, like, ads. I have a pop-up blocker, and these ads come up, and then I can't see Jack Diddley Squat. All right, so I got to give you guys some numbers here. So, quick coronavirus update. 74,546 total infections worldwide that we know of to date. 2,118 deaths. In America, we're up to 16 cases. There was a little debate yesterday when we still had the number of 15 cases, and other reports were saying, no, there's 29. The difference between the 15, well, now we have 16 cases, versus the 29, 30 cases, is they were counting some of the Americans on that Diamond Princess ship. One of the evacuees came back to the United States that had the coronavirus and made that 15 number 16. So on our land, 16 total cases. In terms of Americans, whether they're still in Japan or not on that cruise ship, which is a cluster, can I just say, about 30 Americans affected. All right? Make sense? Okay. The Diamond Princess, we have another 13 cases of the killer coronavirus. In fact, people are pretty ticked at the way the crew members have handled this. What do you expect? I mean, they're not hazmat. They're crew members for crews. I mean, you know, and, you know, they can only do what they can. But when we look at the epicenters of the virus and the epidemic and the numbers, 70,000 cases are in China. Okay, so they're number one. But number two, it's not Sri Lanka. It's not South Korea. It's not America. It's this Diamond Princess cruise ship that has about like 630-some cases. And scientists are now thinking that it's being spread by oral fecal route as well. And the reason why is, I believe back in 2002 with SARS, some guy had like explosive diarrhea. And they traced that a bunch of people must have gotten it from that. Now, you know, when I talk about oral fecal route, people are like, what are you talking about? You know, so that means I got somebody's feces in my mouth. And we really in America aren't in the habit of doing that. I understand there are some sexual practices out there that could put people at risk. But for the most part, we kind of stay away from, you know, the poo-poo and the sushi. Unfortunately, though, if somebody had diarrhea, didn't wash their hands, and then touched their mouth or touched your food as they prepared it, gave it to you, yes, you could be exposed. And so there's certain illnesses that are oral fecal route, certain illnesses that are droplet transmission. I find it very, very concerning when you have an illness that could be spread both ways. So coronavirus was supposed to be droplet transmission, respiratory transmission. Spitting when you, you know, don't just say it, don't spray it. Kissing, sharing utensils. We had originally thought that's how people were getting it. Although, even before that, they thought it was because somebody, like, was eating bats or something. Or a bunch of bats affected people in a fish market. I'm still kind of a little iffy on that. I kind of like the more lab leak theory of how coronavirus just all of a sudden exploded and got out there. But these researchers are kind of making a point. When we're watching what is happening with coronavirus and how you're seeing this exponential spread, it almost is of the same speed as norovirus. Now, norovirus is what made the Carnival Cruise Line, you know, the SS Stinky, where every now and then on a cruise ship, you know, so many people get diarrhea and vomiting and all that, and they're sick, and then it just seems to spread like wildfire. And if you accidentally touch a wall, touch a surface, touch a table, you know, you're getting it. I believe that maybe some of these oral fecal route transmissions may not be technically you touching your mouth. A lot of us don't touch our mouths. I never really touch my mouth. I mean, maybe I'll bite my nail, but for the most part, if I knew there were people around me having diarrhea, I really wouldn't be touching my face. So you almost wonder if there's another, I don't know if scientists need to discover this, but I've talked about this on my show a lot. When norovirus, or these stomach bugs, explode throughout a small contained area, I just kind of wonder if there's another mode of transmission that is going on. I don't want to say airborne, you know, because again, it's not a respiratory sort of illness, but you sure see things spread a lot quicker with some stomach bugs than you do with certain respiratory bugs. I don't know. So I'm wondering if there's just another mode of transmission. So they're thinking maybe what's going on, and not only is it respiratory, but it could also be poo-poo. But also in today's headlines, they're noticing that kids, knock on wood, don't seem to be as affected by this. A lot of the cases seem to be older people. They seem to be, you know, older individuals, those who might have weakened immune system, but we're seeing younger people also. But they looked at a bunch of pregnant women that gave birth that had coronavirus. Babies were fine. We're also not seeing kids tallying in these numbers. Now, is it because the kids aren't really going into the doctor? Is it maybe because when kids are getting the sneezing and the coughing and the fever, parents are like, oh, it's just the flu. I'll do whatever I usually do when they get sick and not necessarily bring them in. But we're not seeing the numbers on kids that much. So either A, kids don't really seem to be as affected by this. Maybe some of their vaccines are already protecting them. We don't know. But that's very, very cool, and we need to study it. But another theory is, do we just not have an accurate accounting? Now, some of you might be looking at these numbers and going, whoa, we are talking about exponential gains. What, 73,000 people? What the heck is going on? Well, also in headlines is, I believe it's in the Hubei province, there was accounting method that they decided to change. And they jumped like in like 2,000 cases in a day. Well, it's not because they had 2,000 new sick people. They decided to count people that had symptoms of coronavirus but didn't technically test positive. Now, why the hell would they add those to the 73,000 number? Because remember, a lot of the test kits were faulty. So if you have, you know, cities with test kits that they can't count on and rely on, and they're like, this person looks like it, he's been exposed, we're going to count it. So the moral, we probably don't have an accurate number. We have a lot more research to do. Numbers are still going on. It's not ending up in sight, but we're getting closer. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Hello, I'm a bald person, which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not so convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Hey guys, it's Sue Cosner, your favorite sexual health expert, with another version of Ask the Pro. This month, I got a letter from Sandy in Seattle about an explosive bedroom secret she and her husband recently discovered. She writes, "Dear Sue, my husband and I used to have a great life in the bedroom, but in the last few years, he has struggled. He's tried about everything, but nothing has worked. Then one day he came home and gave me a night I will never forget. He told me about this secret formula, Noxatril, that changed our life in the bedroom once and for all." Wow, Sandy, you beat me to it. I recommend Noxatril to every guy that struggles in the bedroom. It's the only one. Noxatril is all natural and works to increase blood flow fast. It's like that little blue pill on steroids. Noxatril has a special free bottle offer shipped discreetly to your door.
To find out how to get your bottle of Noxatril, call 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954. Get your free bottle for a limited time. Call now. 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I gotta tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have like cold toes in the winter time, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Dr. Dolly, so thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel for working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So a lot of, I don't want to say older people, because 65 isn't, we were talking about geriatrics and geriatricians, how they see people over 65, but the average 60, to me, 60 is the new 40. So I don't want to use that term, but the when I'm reading these headlines, it will be used in there, so I don't want you to think it's a bias of mine. I got friends in their 60s, and they are more athletic and smart and youthful looking than I am. So it's the person, it's not the number. But they say that, according to CNBC, by 2026, the share of people aged 65 to 74 in the workplace is going to reach 30.2%. That's up 17.5% in 1996, which means almost double older individuals are working. Well, because people are younger. My mom is 70, 5? She's still working. Still driving people crazy. But she's like me. She's a workaholic. I get that from her. She just can't, like, retire. But you have Medicare. So how do you handle Medicare or your workplace insurance? And what are kind of the new changes coming up? There's also deadlines. So CNBC walks you through that if you are counting on working past your 65th birthday, you need to consider how Medicare is going to factor into your plans. They say while workers at companies with less than 20 workers generally must sign up for Medicare at age 65 because most companies under 20 workers don't have health insurance, people working for larger companies typically have choices. They can stick with their group plan. They could delay Medicare without facing penalties down the road. They could drop the company option in favor for Medicare, or they could get a combo of the two. This is being reported by CNBC. Elizabeth Gavino, founder of Lewin and Gavino in New York, and she's an independent broker and general agent for Medicare plan, says the advice I give is to calculate the financial impact for each option. Okay, well, duh. Yeah. What is more funny? Don't you love, you know, spending money on these analysts? Basically reword common sense. She says, figure out your cost based on your usage and your medication and do a comparison on what your outlay may be. So she's basically saying what you and I would have done anyway. Would we save money based on our medicines using Medicare? Or save money using the employer plan? Okay? Luckily, she gave us that free advice. They say the share of people aged 65 to 74 in the workplace has been steadily rising for years. Why is that? Why? You get Medicare. You get Social Security. Now you could start collecting when you're 62. I got some theories. Number one is Social Security doesn't pay for jack diddly squat. Number two is we're not, thank God, dying as often in our 60s as we used to. I mean, in my family, no man lives past 63. I don't understand that. I think it's just because they're stubborn and they don't want to go to the doctor. But being in your 60s doesn't mean you're at the end of life anymore. You still could have another 3 decades. So the idea of retiring when you have another 30 years to go and you're still vibrant and, you know, and burly and wanting to work, it just doesn't make a lot of sense to people. Plus, look at the generation you're talking about. You're talking about baby boomers. You know, baby boomers, they like to work. I know some of you guys are like, oh, hell no. I'm not saying you like to be, you know, mistreated and overworked. But work wasn't so much a, well, you know, we got to feed the family and, you know, we're surviving this depression and, you know, the Dust Bowl and, you know, I don't know, post-World War II economy. It was a different time for baby boomers. For baby boomers, they got to have careers. It wasn't so much of, well, I'm going to take a job and I'm going to do this job to support the family. They had more choices, they had more options of a career. They were building things more than what the traditionalists got to do. And so a lot of baby boomers, when they do start to retire, we saw this with traditionalists also, but they don't feel complete. A lot of them. You know, baby boomers kind of learned how to enjoy going to work. So it's sticky. And then, of course, a lot of baby boomers are now supporting their millennial or their Generation Z child. You know, so one of my sons is going to be turning 20. And good boy. And he's in engineering. So I have held off giving him the, well, I walked in the snow uphill both ways. I don't give him that much of a talk because I went through biology in medical school, which I think is a hell of a lot easier than engineering. A lot of medical students wouldn't agree with me, but I just could not do physics. I could not do engineering. And so for me, medical school was way easier. And, when I was 18, I moved out. I was supporting myself. I was going to school. I was working 3 part-time jobs. you know, but the younger generation doesn't really do that. They don't really work when they go to school. Many of them are dropping out of school because they're like, look, I got to work. I got to keep my job. I need to, you know, what is the degree doing? So you have a lot of people that, you know, are not as career oriented. And I don't blame them. You know, careers are changing. Medicine is changing. Everything seems to be changing. You know, robots, automation. And so you have baby boomers going, I really can't quit my job because I need to help out my millennial kid. Or there's a lot of distribution of baby care, helping support the babies. So we're seeing a lot of families start to come back together. So I'm a Generation Xer. A lot of us Xers, we're so fed up with our parents, we're like, see ya. A lot of millennials, they're bonding more with their parents. And maybe it's because they were beat up. I mean, you know, when your parents were home, you got your butt kicked. When your parents were working, they missed you so much, you didn't get your butt kicked as much. So I think the relationships between the millennials and their baby boomer parents are a lot better than us Xers and our traditionalist parents or baby boomer parents. So it's interesting. So when it comes to, they say among those age 75 and older, we are starting to see a rise in more people work as well. So with Medicare, you have Medicare, it has Part A, which is hospital coverage, Part B, which is outpatient Medicare equipment coverage. So if you have Part A only, it's only covering hospital. It's not going to cover your doctor bills unless you get Part B. Then there's a seven-month window to sign up, starting 3 months before your 65th birthday. And then ends 3 months after it. So if you don't sign up when you're eligible and you don't meet an exception, you face late enrollment penalties. I think that's ridiculous that there's any penalties. You don't want to get it. You don't want to sign up. Who cares? Why does it have to be penalties all the time? I wonder who instituted those. They say having qualified insurance would be a group plan through a large employer is one of those exceptions. So many people sign up for Part A, but they stay on their employer's plan. Why? Because Part A is free. As long as you have at least a 10-year work history of contributing to the program through payroll taxes. But if you have a health savings account with a high deductible health plan by your employer, you cannot make contributions once you enroll in Medicare, even if you're in Part A. Part B, you start getting a premium of $144 a month. So in 2020, the premium is going to be $144 a month. Higher income tax filers will pay more. Now, none of this is covering prescriptions. You need Part D. Part D is your prescription drug plan. And those have monthly premiums averaging about $30. Higher income beneficiaries will pay more. Those adjustments are going to be based on your income from 2 years earlier. So they will look at your 2018 income for your 2020 premiums. A third of Medicare recipients choose to get A and B through an Advantage plan. Most of these Advantage plans will include Part D and plus maybe some dental and vision. But there's going to be a premium. So you'll be paid Part B and this premium. Others might just stick with basic Medicare and then add just Part D. So you have little options. Some have a Medicare supplemental policy, Medigap. Well, that'll cover Medicare costs like your copays and coinsurance that you'd otherwise have to pay out of pocket. But you can't have a Medigap and an Advantage. They say a 65-year-old male could pay anywhere from $126 to $464 monthly for Medigap. 65-year-old woman, $118 to $464. So we'll talk a little bit more about your options in a sec. 1-877-DOC-VALLEY.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines, and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a problem. product, we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argyrolene, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals. And they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A federal court in Washington, D.C. has sentenced former Trump associate Roger Stone to 40 months in prison. A jury convicted Stone of 7 felony counts, including obstruction, lying to Congress, and witness tampering. As far as the attorneys talking for nearly 2 hours on Thursday and what took so long, Fox News judicial analyst Judge Andrew Napolitano tells Fox News,
whatever she says and does is going to be scrutinized not only by the public and those of us who scrutinize it for a living, but by the people on the ninth floor of the building she's in, which is the United States Court of Appeals for the District of Columbia Circuit.
The U.S. State Department is blaming Russia for a cyber attack against the country of Georgia. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo released a statement saying that the Russia GRU carried out the attack in late October. The statement goes on to say the people of Georgia were directly affected by the attack. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25...
Online, they're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Maybe, maybe you'll send back to me when I tell you you're just...
All right, guys, we are back on Dr. Dolly's show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-D-O-C-D-A-L-I. So we're talking about Medicare and where it is now, and then what this Medicare for All means. As Bernie Sanders brought up a study, and I'll kind of give you guys the breakdown on that. So going back to your Medicare options, we kind of talked about Medicare Part A, Part B, D. You could get a Medicare Advantage plan that may include D. You could pay for Medigap. You can't get both Advantage plan or Medigap. If you turn 65 and you don't within the 7-month window enroll, you could have penalties. That's pretty high maintenance to me. They say if you work for a big company is anybody that has more than 20 workers. If you don't have 20 workers, you didn't get hit with all the Obamacare laws. But if you have more than 20 employees, then you were under the Affordable Care Act, penalized if you didn't provide health insurance. Most large companies, though, do offer group health insurance. If not, there are, I believe, still some penalties in place. I don't know what Trump did in terms of the mandate for employers, but I thought he eased up on that. But you can delay signing up for Medicare until you lose your group insurance. Once you lose your group insurance, there's going to be deadlines for you to sign up for Medicare. Part A is free again. You would have to then pay for anything like B, which would be doctor's offices. Part A is your hospital. Part B is your doctor's offices and certain supplies. And then Part D is your prescriptions. They say if you stay with the current coverage or delay all or parts of Medicare, make sure the plan is considered creditable coverage for both B and D. And let me see here. If you're in a small business, you can sign up for Medicare no matter what, even if you use it your employer's plan or not. Some employers still have health insurance, even if they have only like 15 employees. So you still kind of have that choice. Now, they say workers at small companies will pay more in premiums than employees at larger firms. Absolutely. Because the cost of the insurance is huge. The more employees you have, the cheaper the insurance. So a lot of smaller firms will say, okay, look, we'll pay up to 50%. Well, if the premium is $1,000 a month, then that's $500 a month out of the employee or $250 out of each paycheck. That's a lot of money per paycheck. They say the average premium for single coverage through employer-sponsored health insurance is $7,188 a year. Employees contribute an average of $1,200 or about 17.3% with their company covering the remainder. At small firms, though, the employee share might be higher. For example, 35% are in a plan that requires them to contribute more than half of the premium for family coverage. So, you know, if you are over 65 and you are planning to work for somebody, you might want to pick a larger firm so that you'll get the insurance paid for. So now we have this debate of Medicare for All. And Bernie Sanders, in last night's debate in Las Vegas, was talking about this study on how it would save $450 billion a year, 68,000 lives. Well, this was an analysis published in the journal Lancet. And it was, I believe, a Yale epidemiologist, Bernie Sanders, had cited. And Lancet is one of the leading medical publications of the world. And the study's lead author, Allison Galvani, is director of Yale University Center for Infectious Disease Modeling and Analysis. And she served as an informal, unpaid advisor to Sanders' Senate office as it developed the Medicare for All Act. None of the other authors had, though, any competing interests. So you do always get a little concerned that a study comes out from somebody that kind of partook in it that was associated with one of the candidates. But hopefully the science is still there. Hopefully the numbers aren't skewed. But the study says that a single-payer system, akin to what Sanders wants to do with Medicare for All, could allegedly slash healthcare expenditures by 13%, or more than $450 billion each year. Not only that, ensuring healthcare access for all Americans, they said, would save more than 68,000 lives. They broke down the numbers. They applied the existing Medicare fee structure across the entire healthcare system, found it would save about $100 billion annually. So why? Well, because it would pay doctors and hospitals less. This is why a lot of medical groups are like, guys, I don't think this is going to work. But they said those declines are going to be offset because you're going to save billions of dollars in reduced administrative and billing costs. That's what Ms. Galvani and her colleagues estimate. I disagree. You have more insurance. You have more government. You need more administrators to run that. So private insurance is easy. You can get on the phone, get on the website. With Medicare, oh my gosh, I would need two people working the Medicare claims. They say the lack of patient billing under a Medicare for All system would also eliminate the roughly $35 billion a year that hospitals now pay to chase down unpaid bills. Why do they think we aren't going to have to chase down the government? The number one insurer that failed to pay my office was Medicare and Medicaid. that's why we didn't really chase down the bills. You would be on a loop, a phone loop for hours. It was impossible to get paid when they wouldn't pay you. So I'm, you know, remember cash for clunkers? That was something that Obama had rolled out right as he became president, 2009. And a big problem a lot of the car dealerships had was getting reimbursed. Didn't really make a lot of headlines. But from what we heard down the grapevine, they were not reimbursed entirely. And much of the reimbursement was delayed. So they say the authors estimate an additional $219 billion in savings from reduced administrative overhead. The current system will be decentralized, including the elimination of redundant corporate functions and the truncation of the top-heavy salary architecture of health insurance corporations. Well, if it does start to put insurance companies out of business because private insurance companies can't compete, yeah, we will see less of that money go there. Don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing. They say this plan is going to replace dozens of health insurance executives, many of whom make well over $20 million a year. One administrator was paid the same salary as the current Secretary of Health and Human Services. Well, if they did more work. They said, finally, letting the national Medicare system negotiate pharmaceutical prices is going to save $180 billion. They said, when you add it all up, they said it would cost $3 trillion a year, but we're spending $3.5 trillion now. This is according to Washington Post. And the Lancet article. So Galvani and her colleagues estimate that to fully fund Medicare for all, the government is going to have to bring in an additional $733 billion a year to current revenue levels. They estimate this could be paid for by a 10% payroll tax. I believe that's what Bernie Sanders wants to implement. And that would bring in $436 billion annually. So a 10% payroll tax means the more you have on your payroll, the more you pay. So if you spend $1,000 a month, let's say on payroll, or $1,000 a day, let's do $1,000 a day, then you're going to be paying an extra $100 just in taxes. 100 times 365, you see where we're going with this. 10% payroll tax, I don't think it's going to incentivize employment. Given that current employer contributions to healthcare work out to about 12% of payrolls, they say this would be $100 billion less of what employers currently pay. We do put money in for Medicare. I just don't know if I'm sold on the 12%. A remaining funding could be paid via a 5% tax on household income, yielding $375 billion a year. So taxes are going to get raised. But they say if you don't have to pay existing health insurance premiums, it'll offset. So it's a number game. If everything works out perfectly, maybe we might save money. I just don't see it happening. 1-877-DOC-BELLY.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702 562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing. Then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly, in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So MGM Resorts, I believe, before they started selling off their hotels, was one of the biggest players here in Vegas. And MGM Resorts recently got sued because of the October 1 shooting that happened 2 years ago, year and a half ago, with the Harvest 91 Festival. Well, MGM is back in the news as we're being told that there was a breach this last summer, July 2019, where millions of resort guests, their addresses, phone numbers, and emails may have been leaked online by hackers. We don't know which hotel. There is the MGM Hotel, but there's also Mandalay Bay. There's, I believe, Circus Circus. There's tons of hotels. Apparently, Justin Bieber and Twitter CEO Jack Dorsey were among some of the people who might have been hacked. No financial data or passwords were compromised. MGM was made aware of the leak and informed its guests in August 2019. The data apparently was dumped on a popular hacking forum this week, but has now been removed. So home addresses, phone numbers, emails, dates of birth exposed. More than 1,000 people had more sensitive information like their driver's license, passports, military ID cards. So information was not previously available to the public, but then all of a sudden showed up on this hacker forum earlier this week. Not sure if it was just one hotel or several. MGM Resorts also has resorts in Detroit, Mississippi, Maryland, New Jersey, and Vegas. We have the Bellagio, Mandalay Bay, MGM Grand, Mirage. So we're not sure exactly which one. But they're confident that no financial payment card or password data was involved. Technology site ZDNet first reported the breach and recruited a cybersecurity expert to confirm the findings. Journalists at the digital news site reached out to former guests to confirm their details to match what was found online. So they say apparently that kind of data is a honeypot for cybercriminals. According to Jack Moore, cybersecurity specialist, they said when personal information such as this is leaked, it becomes very sought after, especially when it includes details for a number of high-profile users like celebrities. So, yeah, but I thought a lot of celebrities use, you know, fake names. I don't want to tell you what my celebrity fake name is. I don't use it when I go to a hotel. But if I ever became big, yes, I would. It would be, all right, it would be Mrs. Fassbender. Okay. I just think Michael Fassbender is so hot. So, MGM Resorts, again, huge company, hacked. $10 million guests exposed. We'll talk about this all the time. We are so reliant and trusting on computers. And I have yet to see a large, secure company not hacked. I mean, I yet to see, like, a representative. And, government, what was it, the Senate or the CIA that got hacked a few years back? You think, well, you know, a company has to have a lot of money, like Sony. Sony was hacked also. Not sure what's going on. But Victoria's Secret is going to be sold for $525 million, and the CEO, Les Wexner, is going to step down. When was the last time you guys bought something from Victoria's Secret? It's been years. However, I have been in a store three times. I have been in a Victoria's Secret store three times. And the line wasn't that long. But people took so long at the register, or they were being trained or something, that it got to the point where I couldn't wait and I changed my mind. And I usually will wait. But when I think to myself I could get this product online, I leave. So I really haven't purchased from Victoria's Secret in a long time. The company's owner, L Brands, confirmed to Fox News that the private equity firm Sycamore Brands is going to buy 55% of Victoria's Secret for about $525 million. According to a statement from L Brands, the Columbus, Ohio company will keep the remaining 45% stake in order to enable shareholders to meaningfully participate in the upside potential of these businesses. Now, the selling price signifies a huge decline in the brand, with hundreds of stores that booked about $7 billion in revenue last year. The L Brands share slid 12% in pre-market trading today. So sales are on the decline because you got increasing competition, you got changing tastes. You know, okay, you also realize too, I mean, I can't wear the fancy underwear anymore. They have really cute underwear. And I can't wear it anymore. You know? To me, it's one of my husband's shirts. And that's it. It's comfortable. If he likes it, good. If he doesn't like it, I don't care. I'm going to go sleep at then that night. It just, you know, the idea that you have to be all, you know, dressed up and lace. Well, the other thing, too, also is a lot of that type of underwear is uncomfortable. I used to go, remember, I would work 18-hour days, sometimes have 36-hour shifts. Even if hubby bought me some sexy underwear, I couldn't wear it during the day. I needed to wear one of those 24-hour Playtex bulletproof bras. I had to wear something comfortable, especially when you're running down the hall. Trust me, most Victoria's Secret bras are not sports bras. So it just didn't work for me. I think they have cool stuff. Remember, Fredericks of Hollywood, I believe, had to sell. So they've had drops. They did expand with their pink and their body sprays and their perfumes. But again, it's expensive. So I don't know if they're going to go more online. But seeing something like that happen, you know, I think it was founded in the 60s. Anyway, Grubhub, Uber Eats, let's talk about them. Apparently, Uber Technologies and DoorDash have now turned up the heat on Grubhub, which is kind of an older food delivery rival. Apparently, there's been such brutal competition from the two relative newcomers that it stripped the $4.8 billion outfit of its position as one of the big cheeses. See, I've never really ordered from Grubhub. It also drove the company into the red last year. So Chief Executive Matt Maloney expects more pain in 2020. He told shareholders earlier this month that revenue will slow to what for Grubhub is a pedestrian 15%. EBITDA, adjusted to exclude items like stock-based compensation, that would have to $100 million. Uber chief executive reckons that expenses at Uber Eats will peak in the first quarter of 2020. They decided to pull out of South Korea and sell most of its India venture. DoorDash, like Uber, is backed by SoftBank Group, has displaced Grubhub as the U.S. market leader. Now it's DoorDash. And it has had to still tap into private investors' funds. But it's valued at nearly $13 billion. Grubhub was roughly that much when it peaked in 2018. So I don't really order from Uber Eats and all that. I mean, I might order pizza from Domino's or something like that. But I don't know exactly where they make their money. Is it because they charge a little bit extra for the food? Is it because they charge for the delivery? You know, they say Grubhub's bread and butter is what it calls partnered restaurants. It could take a bigger cut out of an order than usual in exchange for marketing and promotion. So that could bring in a 10% profit as opposed to deliveries made with non-partners eateries. But Grubhub had to expand its menus to keep up with its peers, so it had to add another 150,000 non-partner establishments, so they aren't making as much money. Because again, if somebody's going to go online and they're looking for Outback or Whataburger or whatever, if Grubhub doesn't have it, then they are going to look for somebody else that does. But it's interesting to see this whole new industry already start to have picking offs and, you know, I mean, remember the BlackBerry and iPhone? I was like, BlackBerry, nothing can compete with the BlackBerry. I didn't really like the BlackBerry too much, but iPhone did. I like the iPhone. I do much better with iPhone. So, you know, for now, if I could get my Outback Steakhouse delivered to my door, I'll go with whoever does that. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.